My name is Nasra. Today's date is 10th of August 2021. I am translating Fazal John's interview into English language. She has given her interview in her first language, Urdu, for Women in Work project. Interview started with first question. Today's date is 6th of August 2021. I am interviewing Fazal John for Women in Work project. First of all, please can you tell me your first name and date of birth? Fazal John said, I was born on 10th of April 1940 and my full name is Fazal John Evon. Then have been explained to Fazal John that we are interviewing her for our Women in Work project. We are speaking with the ladies who come into this country between 1950 to 1980 and who came and get an employment and worked in here. So we will ask a question relating to employment, whether she has worked in this country, what work she has done, and relating to her employment. Question will be relating to her employment. First question have been asked to Fazal John, whether her parents worked in here in this country, what job she had. She said, my dad, when we came to live in England, we came in London. My dad worked there. When we moved into Accrington in this town, my dad did not work, but me and my mother worked in a Stanhill factory. They used to make pickle. So we both, me and my mother, worked in that factory. Next question have been asked to Fazal John to tell about her childhood. Where did she spend her childhood? Where she was born? Fazal John said, when I was little, my mother has died. So my dad bring us into Pakistan. We started living with our grandmother. So we stayed there for 4 years. And then we moved to England. And for education, we used to live in village in Pakistan, so we did not have any school in village, so I did not have any qualification there. Next question have been asked to Fazal John whether she has any qualification in this country. She said no. In Pakistan, there was a college and school, but it was in different town, so it was quite far, so we did not go to school or college in Pakistan. When we moved in here in this country, I did not go to college or school. I did not have any qualification. The next question have been asked to Fazal John about her employment. When did she start work? Did she do any job? How did she get the job? Did she go for interview? Did she complete any forms for job? She said when first we came here, we came in London and we lived there for around three four years, but cannot remember the date or year, which year we came in or which year we moved moved into Hyndburn. But I lived in London for 3 years around, and I worked there in a plastic factory and biscuit factory. And we moved from Africa, and my old in-laws' family was living in London as well. Then we have moved into Accrington and always lived in here. Next question have been asked to Fazal John about how did she heard about the application, about the job. Did she complete application form? Did she go for the interview? Fazal John said, I have just heard about the job. I went there and they interviewed us, and then they gave me a job. It was a part-time job, evening job for 4 hours. Fazal John said, I have been interviewed for that job and they gave me a job. It was a plastic factory, and they used to put air in the bag and do a small jobs in the factory. Question have been asked to Fazal John whether it was male and female both was working in there or just it was female's job. Fazal John said there was a department for males as well. It was a separate department, and there was a separate department for women as well. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan about her wage. Did she receive the same wage as male used to receive? She said, I used to get a good wage but never compared with the male wage, but I'm assuming that they used to get more than us.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਕੋਈ ਇਤਰਾਜ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਭਾਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ
ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਸਗੋਂ ਛੋਟਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਸੀ ਤੋ ਰੋਣਾ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੰਮੀ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਵੇਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਛੋਟਾ ਰੋਣਾ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਬੇਟਾ ਉਹ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲਦਾ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ
ਕਰਦੀ Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan about whether her husband was happy for her to do job or was he agree Fazal Jan said yes he was agree he was happy I used to work in the evening and then he used to be at home to look after children and because it was so expensive living in London he was even working but it was hard to manage and budgeting so that's why I started working as well so when I was working he look after children when he was working I stayed at home and look after children And yes, he was happy that I am working. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan about her wage. When she received her first wage, where did she spend her first wage? What did she do with that money? Fazal Jan said, I have spent money on my children and at home. I bought something for my children and spent at home. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan about where she worked. Has she been discriminated from there or has anybody been racist to her? She said no, it's never happened anything like that. White people used to work there, English people used to work there as well and never had any problem. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan. How long have she been worked there in that factory and did she get any other job? Did she work somewhere else? Fazal Jan said, I worked in that factory for around 5 months. Then I moved into another factory where they used to make biscuits. So I started working there. But I had a quite good experience in there, in that factory. So never had any problem. I worked in a biscuit factory and it was a quite fast work. It was fast paced work and I used to get really tired. We used to pack the biscuit. So because I used to get very tired with that job, so I left that job as well. Even my manager came and they said there is a lady who came from Africa. She worked really nice in here. So why she has left? Why did you left? So I said, because it's very busy job in here and I get really tired with that job so that's why I'm leaving this job so I worked in the factory around for 1 year I worked there and then I finished next question have been asked to Fazal Jan whether is that job was your part-time job or full-time job so she said this was a part-time job as well in a biscuit factory same I did a part-time job She said, I always worked part-time because my children were little and my dad used to look after them when I was working. So I always worked part-time. And the next question have been asked to Fazal Jan about trade union at that time, whether there was any trade union or if you had any problem, where did you go? And Fazal Jan said, I never faced any problem. I never had any problem at work. So even people who were working there, they were my good friend. I was a good friend with them, so I never went to trade union or don't know anything about that. So I had a quite good time, and I also worked in other factories as well in there. I did a couple of jobs in London, and because when I did not like the job, any job, I used to left and get another job. Even my friend used to make laugh with me that your husband always just collects paper from you for your job and you start and you finish the job so I did a couple of jobs in London then I moved in here and I started working in a factory in here. They used to make pickle. Next question have been asked to Fazal John if she can remember when did she move into Haimban in here in this town. Fazal John said, I cannot remember when I moved into this town. When I came in London, I lived there for 3-4 years, then I moved in here and always lived in here in this town, but cannot remember the actual date when I moved into Accrington. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan that when she moved here, and I can remember that I think your son have told me you came in England around in 1972, and if you're saying that you lived in London for 5-6 years, so roughly you moved into this town around in 1979-1980. Fazal Jan said, yes, I can remember around that time I moved in here in this town. Next question have been asked to Fazal John, when you moved into this town, did you do any job in here? Fazal John said, yes, I did one job in here in this town. I worked in a factory. They used to make pickle. We used to pack the pickle in the bottle and then they used to send it to Saudi Arabia. So I did that one job in a factory. Next question have been asked to Fazal John, when you worked in a factory, was there male and female both working, or was it just females working? Fazal John said, we were three ladies, Asian ladies, we were working there, and there was English ladies who worked there as well, and men used to do a heavy jobs. They used to do heavy jobs, and we used to pack the pickle and masalas. We used to pack in bottles as well, so there was a man working as well, but they used to do heavy jobs. Next question have been asked to Fazal John about her wage, how much she has received, and Fazal John said, I cannot remember my first wage and how much it was, but we used to spend our wage at home for shopping and etc, and that time it used to be we used to get a bread for 10 pence, so it was that cheap, and but cannot remember how much my wage was. Next question have been asked to Fazal John about her wage, at that time even wage was less, but things used to be very cheap. It was an expensive shopping and etc. Fazal John said, yes, it wasn't expensive that time. We used to get bread for 10 pence. So it was quite cheap with the wage as well. But now the days when wage has increased, but the prices have gone up as well. So at that time prices was less as well. And we used to do a lot of shopping in small amount of money. We used to get full bags of shopping with the small amount of money. But now wages have increased and prices have gone up as well compared to that time. Next question have been asked to Fazal John about if you heard any case or anything, even women may be telling that they have been racist or they have been discriminated at work. And I used to spend all my wage at home. We didn't, at that time we didn't used to put money in bank or anything, so whatever we get cash wage we used to spend at home. I have 5-6 children and buy clothes and do a food shopping for children. And even when my children look back the old picture, they say you used to put us the dirty clothes and said whatever I had, whichever I could afford at that time, I spend on you. Next question have been asked to Fazal John, if any of your friends have tell you that they didn't get the full wage or they have been discriminated at work. She said, no, the factory I have worked with, I never had any problem. We used to get wage on time. Everybody even used to get wage on time. We used to get wage on every Friday. So we never faced any problem or never had any problem. Oh, next question have been asked to Fazal John if they have done any campaign for that we are not getting same wage as male. So she said she cannot remember or nothing happened in that factory. Next question have been asked to Fazal Jan. If you were a young woman nowadays, what job would you do, or which job would you prefer to do? She said, nowadays, if I work, first benefit is of doing a job is that is we can keep ourselves busy and active, and I would love to work. She also said that I only did a job in a factory, and then for a small time I had a shop in Blackburn selling clothes, so I only worked there few months, and then we stopped there because my husband's got unwell. My husband got ill, so I have to stop that. And interview have finished in here, and we have thanks Fazal Jan for sharing her information and memories with us, and she has given us a lot of information. Thank you. Bye.